నమో మహాభగన్నాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నమః గౌరత్వికే గురవే గౌరచంద్రాయ రాధికాయై సదానే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణభక్తాయ శతభక్తాయ వృందారే పురుషేశ్వరై ప్రియాయై కేశవస్య చ కృష్ణభక్తే పటేలే చక్రవర్తై తవైవాస్మి తవైవాస్మి నచిమామి త్వయా వినా ఇతి దేవ్యాయ రాధేతం నయమా. Sanatana Goswami asked, who am I? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that you don't know who am I? You are Sanatana Goswami. You are son of, he told his father's name. Sanatana Goswami told, I know I am not this physical body, but who am I? I don't know. Please explain. Then he told, actually this body is mortal, and this body are not ourselves. In a few days, few months, few years, at least in 100 years, this body will be changed. And it will be burned to ashes. So this is not my son. Soul is part and parcel of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. He never took birth, he never died, no suffering, nothing. No problems like here in this world. No old age. Always very, very young age, like Kishore age. So beautiful. Nothing to solve problems there. Only there, love and affection everywhere. Trees also have sense. They have also love and affection for Krishna and each other. No peril at all there, no demons, no bad persons there. So, by chance, we have forgotten our Krishna, beloved Krishna, and we have come to this world. Now when we are knowing that we are this physical body, my home is in Malaysia or America or New England or India. I am black, I am so golden color, I am so wise and all these things. But it is for 1, 2, 3 days, mortal, everything is possible. If whole thing of the world we will receive, we will not be happy for. As taken. Street beggars are weeping, rich persons are reaching, President of India is weeping, America, everywhere. They will have to hold and give up this body. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu telling that, Jivera Swarupaya Nitya Krishna Ra. But now we have forgotten this. How to remember? How to remember? If I am remembering, we are remembering this fact, that we are the part and parcel and servant of Krishna. Then we can make be happy here also and next birth also, and eternally we will be happy. He is giving an example. You should try to understand. This is a very great philosophy, but also very easy to understand if our heart is pure. There was a boy. He was so poor, penniless person, and he was hankering for eating and staying anywhere. His house was old and torn. Actually, no problem with him. One day, a person came and asked him, that what? Why you are so penniless and I see that you are so much suffering, like a street beggar? He told that, I am now orphan. I have no money. I have nothing to be easy going. He told, no. You are so rich, I know. Your father has left so much wealth for you. I know. He was my friend. He kept so much for you, for your future. But he went anywhere else and he was tired. So he could not tell. Understand? He could not tell you that. I kept here so much wealth for you. He said, but I know that where we are, sir. In this house, in a corner, anywhere, he has kept this wealth so much. It is sufficient for you. He told them, but I don't know where it is. He told that you should keep some earth from there and you will see that earth is there. But don't be earth towards west. A big serpent is there and he will come and fight. And he will die. So don't go that. If you dig in south, there is a jaksha. Very dangerous horse. He will attend, take you, and he will die. So don't dig. If you dig in north, there are so many insects. Scorpions and so many dangerous, poisonous insects are there. They will advance, attack you and you will die. But come with me in east side of the house. Very little you will have to be, only one, like 12 inches, 1 foot. Very carefully you should put some mitti kaat out of it, remove the earth, and you will see he becomes so pleased and also energetic, and they took some weapons and they. After 1 foot he saw, oh, so many gold coins are coming. He started full of jug or any big pot. There are golden coins there, only golden and gold. And he became so happy. And he fell flat on the lotus feet of that person. was friend of his father and he told him to him that.
Now let us on his subject. That the person was who told him to be in the case.
To wife, beautiful husband, beautiful children, and children of all other people. They cannot make you also happy. This is like south, west, and again in north, yoga tapasya. Learning so much, controlling whole country. Anyone out of this country should not enter here, should not touch. Otherwise, they will be hived and will rule them. They will like to control. Passport, visa must be there. Checking so much. Like dogs, feeling always. Don't let them come. When you see anyone, another dog or man or anyone, they begin to bark. Don't come here, unless you take my all things. So you are fearing here, all. Swamiji also used to tell like this. She used to abuse for this. So worldly things cannot make. So we should try to associate with the person who are here, like about soul and Krishna, supreme personality of God, who has made this world, who has made our minds, who has made whole world, he has made this sea, and quite waves are coming repeatedly. He is controlling. They are coming on just a fixed time. Sun rises at a fixed time in whole year. One minute, less. And again coming, now it is going down north. It has come to extant position in south. Now it is on the head of Malaysia or Australia, and it will go in India, and here it will be cold. Who is managing everything? Who supported in your mother's home? Who gave you this intelligence? Who gave? So Krishna has given. God. So we should take some time and pray him. I want to serve you. Be kind to us. This is needs no money, no concentration of mind. Anything you can. In night, day, anywhere, any time you can take this. Krishna is so merciful. Without any reason. Causeless mercy. If you chant, listen, Hari Katha, his pastime, he will come in your heart. He will remove all kinds of problems, everything. Now, Sanatana Goswami is telling what to do. How can we realize? You can see that in seed, in mustard oil seed, there is some oil. In milk, everywhere, ghee, you know, or butter. But you'll have to churn, not very little. About 1 hour, half an hour. And and then butter will come. And if you put up on fire, you will see ghee. So Krishna is everywhere. Everywhere. In all particles. Living and unliving. He is in our heart everywhere. Only two fingers different here, but both are there. But souls are not realizing. By the grace, by the special mercy of Vaishnava, realized soul, he can see it everywhere, like Prahlad Maharaj used to see everywhere. We can also see. That is, what he will tell, you should try to obey. Chant Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Remember his past time. But one thing you have to do, you should not kill anyone. Don't kill. No? Even a grass would be not given to him. What you cannot make, don't destroy. So Krishna has created everything and given soul are in there. They are testing the fruit of their last karma, impressions. Don't disturb. Otherwise, they will come and also they will kill you and take your fruit. Don't take meat, wine and all other things. Be pure. And then chant, you see, in a very little time you will realize Krishna. So we should do like this. You know Prahlad Maharaj? Arranging the Kashyapu. Prahlad Maharaj was a boy of only 5 years. Only 5 years. His father was Hiranyakashipu. He was a very rich person. Not only a rich person, he was a very great king, emperor of the whole world. He had got some boon or benediction from Brahma that he should not die. He told that I cannot give you, but you can want any other boon, benediction. He told that no one can kill me. I should not die in day or night. I should not die in a sky or in sea. By any weapon, by any man or by beast. Not at a day, not in night, not on earth, not in the sky, not any year. He thought that I am now, Brahman told that yes, you be like that. Then he became so strong. His son was Prahlad Maharaj, fourth child. Prahlad, from his birth, he used to tell Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Hare Ram, Hare Ram, always. When he became of 5 years, he went to for training to his Gurudev. His Guru was so powerful, named Sukracharya, that if a man has died, he will take some water and sprinkle, telling any mantra, and they will walk. That's so. So he went to read there, but at that time he was absent, he had gone anywhere. His two sons, Sandamark, were there. They began to teach him. First thing, policy, politics, orthanity, diplomacy, hypocrisy, orthanity, economics, and all the things here in university we see and learn. Not only we read how to have Krishna service. What is love and affection? University they cannot take this up. All other subjects. So all subjects were there and they were teaching him. He was listening, but not taking in heart. Always chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. His father called him and told, what you have learnt from your teachers? Tell me something. He thought that politics, hypocrisy, economic or anything, he will tell. He tell that I have learnt from my Gurudev that in this world all are unhappy, all are feeling misery. So give up their all relations, their association. We should be in the association of pure Vaishnava and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. His father heard this and he became so furious to him and he came to kill him. What is your position? Prahlad Maharaj is telling. It has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam. What is so? Prahlad Maharaj ki jigyasa karlo, tini bolen. Asura varjya dehinam tatsadhu manne asura varjya dehinam tadav vigna diya asadak grahat hitvatma pratam grihamanda kopam vanam gato jadharim ashayeta. Prahlad Maharaj told this slok. O demon, O supermost demon, you are king of demon. I am thinking that to chant Hari name in the association of Vaishnava and Bhakta, this is your eternal happiness. Other things can. So you should try always remember Krishna, his past and then name. So he became furious. He told Hitmatma Patam Grihamanda Pupam. These houses are like Andhakum. Andhakum means blind well. Blind well? Blind well. You know blind well? In a jungle, there was a well, there was water. But after some time, the water dried, serpents and scorpions became there, and the bricks were broken and went inside somewhat. Grasses came out, especially buttabriksha, banyan tree or peepal tree. You know peepal tree and banyan tree? A tree having this beard, you know? Everywhere you will see. So banyan tree, that, okay, darling. branches were here and there, covered, well was covered. No water, but serpents were there. A man was going to cut some tree or to take some honey in the forest. At once, a dangerous tiger attacked. Man was upset, what to do? He ran, but he cannot run as quickly they run, tiger. He was to be attacked, but at once he saw that there is a well, and there are branches of the tree, and by this it is covered. So he took two branches of that tree and went down. But when he looked inside, he saw there is very dangerous serpent. What is doing? Wrong. What phone? What hissing? Hissing, yeah. Huh? As if they are going to fight. So he waited. Wait. He could not go inside. He was hanging, having the two branches. In the meantime, two rats came. One black and other
white.
They began to cut the branches of the trees to whom he was hanging. Understand? Try to understand. Don't disturb anyone. You should also let that remain. You should try to listen.
Two rats came
and began to cut the branches. Two branches on whom he was hanging. In the meantime, in a minute or 2 minutes, they will cut the branch and finish. So inside is dead. Outside of the well is dead. In the meantime, he saw that a branch was coming towards his mouth. On that branch, so many bees had collected honey. It was a bee.
Beehive.
Understand? And from that drop of honey, one, two, three, golden drops, very sweet drops, are coming. One, two, he saw, and he could not shake himself. He took his tongue and he took one drop. Oh, how sweet, how sweet. But the rats were cutting. In a moment he will go and die. Upside dead, inside dead, here dead. If the branch where the bees are making it their rooms, if it will
set,
come and attack, at once lakhs and lakhs bees will come and make your bees. And in a moment you will die. So in four ways, in 10 side of you, every side you, then death is waiting for you. But only this taste is coming. How sweet. He forget everything. What is this? Will have to die. Oldness coming. You are going on the rail, car, aeroplane, it can smash at any time. You can die at any time. No certainty that next moment what will be. In India, very not so much days have passed. Two aeroplanes one of Arabia and another of
Russia.
They
crashed.
And both all that. There was a space of क्या वहाँ पर कोई जगह की कमी थी?
Plenty of space.
There was plenty of space.
They can protect themselves.
Not like a rail and car on the road, but there is so much space, but space. And no one of the riders escaped. All that. You know, earthquake, especially in these areas, Japan and all Burma, Philippines and everywhere. Earthquake comes and hundreds persons. When we will die, no certainty. But in this, there is one thing very sweet, like that drop of wind. But my wife is so beautiful, my husband is so beautiful, lovely. My chances are, when you go to do any job, in evening you are coming so much tiring, and if your daughter or son will come on your lap, oh, very sweet. You'll forget your all labors and everything. If your wife comes with a sweet voice, not a angry mood, now you see so much angry mood. If he's doing all day, so much
labor.
And he has now that tired. And he has come just. And if wife will come, oh, you are tired. Take a glass of juice. Very sweet, all these things. And children will come. Father, father, father has come, father has that clacking. Then you will forget. This is only this. But death is everywhere. You should remember. There are so many problems. So Prahlad Maharaj tells us, advises us, not to be test that one drop. Be careful. Other if you will test and forget, you will give up your hands and you will go. Here, what are the rats? What is the tree, banyan tree? Or past karma? Activity, bad and good. Due to that, it has come like a tree that is will have to taste bad activities also and you are bound to. Anyone cannot check. Only Harinam can check. Otherwise no. Two branches, but bad karma and good karma. Bad activities and good activities. Who is the rat? What is? Day and night. Night darkness and day.
Why?
In night we make merry so much, drinking so much, with family so much, with wives and husbands, doing all these things, and mostly sleeping. And day working for nothing. Busy as life. Dogs. In India, we have seen dogs running so swiftly. If anyone else asks, where you are going, where you are going? I am in hurry. And where he is going, he will see a milepost, a stone, and he will make some urine, and again he will smell it, and again return. Very running. Busy for nothing. So we are like this. If you think very gravely, deeply, you will see what you are doing for your family, your children. But when they will grow up 25, 26 age, they will fly with their wives. They will not care for you, father and mother. You can realize this. You are doing for country. Our Indira Gandhi, previous Prime Minister of India, Indira Gandhi, was doing for country. But anyone suited him. You know Gandhi, he was Mahatma, but he was murdered. He did not do anything for himself. He was not selfish. He done for all, for others, but they shoot him down. So, what you are doing, it will not gain you happiness. Try to earn something to escape your life, that your life should be easy. Not more. Otherwise, they will not protect you. So, listen, Pradhanara. What is telling? From beginning of your life, you should chant, remember. If you are telling that when we will grow up and we will be old, then we will take Hare Krishna, we have no time. We have no time to die. But they will not see it. In Om's, Mother Om's, so many died. We see that children are bad. We see that 24 years of young, very strong, they are also. No certainty of this. So beginning we should, from the beginning of life, we should chant the Vedas. Krishna is so merciful. One thing he told. What told? One thing he told. If sufferings are coming, we don't want suffering. But yet sufferings are coming, what do we mean? We don't want oldness. When we become at 40 or 50, some hairs began to be white. Then we see in mirror and do like this. But next day we see that instead of one, 4 or 5 has come. Then we should also try again 4 or 5. Then next week we see that several has come. Then we take any medicine and do like this all. In the meantime, teeth are going, eyesight is going. You cannot digest. So many problems come. And one day you will have. So without calling, if suffering, sorrows and all the problems are coming, by your past impression, if you have to test happiness, happiness also will come. Everything will come automatically. You should not worry for your meal or in all other things. We don't do anything for our eating, mahaprasadam, clothing, going here and there. I think who manage life, and then I be everything. So have a faith on Krishna and chant and do any kirtan after that again. In Vrindavan with me for a few minutes, I will take you. And you will go with me, lovely Vrindavan. Krishna is there. How he is there, how he is grazing cow. Only 5 minutes. I will give a glimpse, you know. So, Jaya Krishna, what Krishna? Nanda Nandana. Only Nanda Nandana. It has been written about Vrindavan and about Krishna. Where I want to invite you to go. Very pleasant land. Beautiful Yamuna. full of pure water, flowed in very gently. There are lotus flowers, full of lotus flowers. Very good smell is coming. Bees have been made by that fragrance. They are doing hammering. They are not doing hammering. They are doing what? Radhe, 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 radhe. All are doing. Peacocks, very beautiful peacocks. They saw Krishna and think that, oh, very black cloud has come. Became so pleased and began to talk. The dancer sees, you know, cuckoos, very sweet singing. They were singing. All kinds of flowers in full bosom. The Vrindavan was so pleasant. No stone there, little. No thorns. Earth was covered with very green and soft. Krishna took his cows, less and less cows. So beautiful cows, like Kamdhenu. Kamdhenu means?
Desire cow.
What you want, when, how much, they can give you. So sweet. Anything you desire, they can give you. Beautiful cows, very white, some black, some of red color. How is Krishna? Beautiful. Is about 15 to 16. Entering in young age, that age is called Kishore. Very beautiful. Krishna was so, so beautiful. Having so many good qualities. His crooked eyes, three-folding body, and sweet voice of Bansi can make anyone so mad after him. So, with so many cows, with so many friends, Dham, Shri Dham, Su Dham, Vasu Dham, So Krishna Lavantra Arjuna, Padamandal Shiva, Bhadra, Su Bhadra, Mandali Bhadra, Pati Bhadra, Su Bhadra, so many. Beautiful voice. Some were less in age and some 1 or 2 years old. Quite young. They were jumping, playing themselves. Krishna especially playing on floors, very sweet, having one mala, very gently, like 5-7 colors of fragrant flower. Very chameli, jui, jati, jyoti, like this. Also some tulsi manjaris were there. Tulsi manjari, you know? The flowers of tulsi. Having so much madhu, so bees are hanging there. And he has taken one flower named...
Lotus flower.
No. Karnita, that is yellow flower. Long, like, have you seen or not, I cannot see. Having put on his one ear, so much beautiful, his crooked eyes, so beautiful, say, when began to love some, what,
deep when
used to come, when love, loving, as if amrit is coming out.
Nectar
is smiling so beautiful, singing so many gold seeds, coming with God. Yasodama told, my dear boy, my darling son, don't go to bed. Thorns will come and pinch you. You should take one umbrella. Any? Sujarshan do. But he told that cows are my, like my mother, honorable, worshipable. So if you can give sandal or shoe to them, and each cow he was passing from one beautiful forest to another. Very beautiful flowers and trees were there. Full mango tree, full of mango, sweet mango. Jackfruit, so much. All kinds of plantains and what kill it?
Banana
and all other fruits were there. Beautiful all things. So much honey in that forest. So it is called Madhuman also. The forest of Madhu, honey. And he was passing from one to another. Nothing to trouble or problem for cows. So much cow, green grass, they can easily take. No dangerous tigers and lions were there, no mad elephants and all of that. Very good and bad. Gopis are. Gopis who? Kaun gopi? The gopis with the age of Krishna from 12 to 13, 14. Very beautiful gopi, more beautiful than Mahalakshmi. Lakshmi, you know, queen of Narayan. Narayan. Also the queen of Brahma and Shankar. All the gopis are more better and beautiful, having so many good qualities. They can control Krishna, they can take the mind and heart of Krishna. Even Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead and he has so much power. Yeah. Aishwarya, opulence. So much opulence. But by their lovely affection, they used to control Krishna. When Krishna was going in the forest, all gopis collected in their rooms and began to talk each other. Though Krishna is in forest and going grazing the cows and playing on board, but gopis are sitting in their houses and they are telling each other, oh, Krishna is going to graze cows. Any of them told, among them, some are telling like this. Why Krishna goes to graze? He is a son of a very rich person, Nanda Baba. He is like a king. Why he is going to forest to graze cows? Another is telling that to play there with boys, and so also he pretty wants to meet with the girls, gopis. That is his goal. Some are telling that we must go at just time and to see Krishna, look after Krishna. How he is beautiful, how he is sweet. If anyone will see Krishna one time, Krishna will take their heart and soul. It is so marvelous, beautiful. So we should go and see. Another is warning that you should not tell. Otherwise our mother-in-law or husband or anyone will hear and they will let us go there. So don't tell all these things. She told that if Krishna will go away and we will not see Krishna, what we will do? Let us go just now and see Krishna how beautiful. Krishna is so much beautiful and playing on flute is so beautiful that deers are coming. No fear at all. Gopis are telling them, see how fortunate the deers and deers are. Female deer are coming. No fear at all. They are watching, looking after the Krishna face. If they are begging something, what they are begging? As we beg love and affection from Krishna, also they are perhaps doing so. Their husband is standing nearby. They are telling to their wife, oh, go on seeing, look in Krishna. Don't fear. Gopis are telling, but our husbands are opposite to this. If you are dear like this, then freely we may have seen Krishna and serve Krishna. They are telling that when Krishna plays on the floor, very beautiful sound, Jamuna River, he stops. And current from inner part coming, again returning. And upper part also coming. And fills, that becomes fills. And Jamuna, with his hands and his current, he gave lotus flower in the lotus feet of Krishna. So we must go there. That tell, oh sister, see Sakhi, clouds on the head of Krishna, always making umbrella and pouring some water, very beautiful, sweet water. So that Krishna could not have to bear hard. They are like friends. So everyone is great. So these kinds of Krishna grazing, Krishna playing, always being in Vrindavan, so pleasant. In Srimad Bhagavat it has been told so many things in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we want that we should go forever there. We should not come to here in birth and death. How it can be? By chanting, by being in the association of Vaishnava. It can be easily done. Tomorrow, at about 10, we'll leave this place. Only memory we will keep. Leaving this place, we will go for Australia. At noon, we will go in town. Some of Indians, they have invited us. They know me, so I will go there. And in evening, about 4 or 5, we will go to airport, and from there, we will go to Australia. 3 weeks, we will be there, preaching everywhere, and after that, we may go to Bali, and again return to Singapore, and from there, we will return to India, in Vrindavan. If I have told any harsh words, unpleasing words, try to excuse me for this. remember me, and if you come to me in India, you are welcome there. I will welcome, and I will give all kinds of facilities. But I cannot say so much because I am like a poor beggar. But I will try. We have done one Vrindavan Parikrama this year. Again, next year, in Kartik month, in the month of November, perhaps in October, November, last of October and beginning of November, will circumambulate Vrindavan. So you are all invited there. And try to develop your Krishna consciousness. This is the way of having happiness eternal.